What is your name?
Jacob Lawrence Rowan.
What is your occupation?
I'm a paramedic in Monroe, Michigan.
Where did you go to school and what degrees did you get?
I went to the University of Toledo, graduated with a Bachelor's of Science in Exercise Science. And then I went to Mercy College to obtain a certificate in paramedicine.
Do you verbally consent that you agree your interview be made available to the public immediately via COVID19archive.org?
Yes.
Thank you. First off, we are going to talk about COVID-19. Specifically, what was your initial reaction to the COVID-19 pandemic?
I think your initial reaction to it was kind of shock. Everyone was kind of scared and all had kind of mixed feelings about what was going on. I know specifically in my profession, we were all suiting up in full suits and barely wanted to touch our patients, but it was shocking. You don't expect it.
When did you first hear about COVID-19? I know from my personal experience, I heard it from our sister.
Yeah, I definitely heard it from Abby, our sister, initially. And one of the first calls we had in Monroe County was down in Bedford, up across 23. We had someone coming from California. So we all got ready and got scared. Oh, this guy called us. He might be sick with COVID. So that was my first experience with it.
Over the entire pandemic, how many COVID calls do you think you've had, if you could put a number to it?
Surprisingly, not as much as you probably would have thought. Just recently, with the new spike in it, I'd probably say 10 a week or so, varying from very sick to very mild flu symptoms.
Do you think it's worse now that it's kind of spiking and people are like kind of going against precautions with masks, or do you think it's just been the same pretty much through the entire quarantine and pandemic?
I think it feels about the same. Obviously, we're noticing a spike in people with both vaccine doses still getting it. So one way or the other, I think it's about the same.
A lot of talk happened when the pandemic first started about frontline workers. In your words, what is a frontline worker?
I think that a frontline worker is the person that's going to be in contact with that patient initially, whether it be a firefighter, paramedic, you know, EMT, nurse in the ER, something like that. And
how did you feel being praised for working through a pandemic, especially so close to the patients?
It was weird. You know, people normally don't seem to give two shits about us. It was strange seeing it. You know, people talking about PPEs and EMS and frontline workers was an interesting thing because that became kind of like common terminology now.
Yeah.
You know what a PPE is. PPE is when you see one in the store, somebody talks about it, you know.
Yeah, how did EMS kind of change as a whole due to the quarantine and coronavirus?
To be completely honest, I don't think it really did as much as it probably should have. You know, you see some of these people where, you know, you're a nurse in an ICU and you're fully gowned up. You got those PAPRs on, those big things that go on your head. You know, we have an N95, maybe gowns, maybe gloves, eye protection. It's all stuff that we should have been wearing to most calls with an infectious patient, you know, just to keep us safe. But we kind of fell off with that. So I think it's getting us back into being protective of ourselves.
Do you think there's any reason why, like, sort of paramedics or EMTs weren't safe for themselves before, and then how the coronavirus kind of, like, made them become more safe for themselves?
Right. I think it was just a shock to the system, you know. It was you get one tuberculosis patient your entire life or something, you know, that's the one where you really gown up. Now it's oh shit, everybody's sick, you know, people can be sick all over the place. And you don't really think about it, you know, stuff in the air, people coughing, sneezing, you kind of blow past it without thinking too much about it. So I think it was just a big change.
So you said that you kind of weren't safe before the coronavirus happened and now you are. Like you said, wearing the N95s or whatever, Is that like one of the procedures you went through to stop possible infection? Is there anything different you changed from that?
I know initially before we were all vaccinated, you know, it was you want to be in full protection. You wanted eye protection. You wanted face shield. You wanted full Tyvek suits on. Now most people will just settle for the N95, the glasses, keep stuff out of your eyes. But it's definitely changed to kind of put your perspective in the, man, this stuff's everywhere. It could get on you, you know, keep you safe. It makes you go back to being, let's try and keep everything kind of sterile. And
I kind of remember when it first started and everyone thought that the virus could like stay alive on surfaces and stuff. So you wiped everything down and then they kind of came out and said that it doesn't really matter that much.
Yeah, at one point I was, you know, get off at 6 a.m. I was taking my clothes off at work and switching into street clothes, putting it into a bag and bringing it home and immediately putting in like the hottest water I possibly could. And now it's kind of just, it's like if you have a COVID patient, maybe you change your clothes. But aside from that, you really just back to normal life if you're vaccinated, at least, you know.
How often were you worried about, you know, your safety, your coworker's safety, or even your family's safety? Like you just mentioned the changing your clothes. Did you do that? Anything else to...
Oh, I was incredibly worried about it in the beginning. You know, it felt like World War Z or, you know, Shaun of the Dead or something. You know, I was worried. I had a lot of hair, so I cut my hair real short, you know, kept it nice and shaved down. I trimmed all my facial hair off. It was a concern. You know, I would take my boots off. Who knows what's trapped on that? And then, you know, you get a partner you're working with and they're all day. You start looking at them like they're infected and you're, you know, a little worried about that. But that might have just been my overreacting because of the newborn baby. So
talking about the newborn baby, explain to me your experience raising a child during the COVID-19 pandemic.
It's been strange. Initially, you know, you hear about it, you know, October sometime of 2019, you go, okay, that's in China, or it's in, you know, UK now, it's, you know, it's away from us, it's distant. You know, Patty was born in March, so we get there and, you know, they're making us wash our hands and put masks on and all this stuff going in. And, you know, Veronica giving birth was, you know, everyone standing outside the room. They don't want to talk to us. They don't want to really be around us. And then you get back home, you can't go to mom and dad, you know. You're like, well, they're older. I don't want to get them sick. What if I picked it up while I was in the hospital? What if I picked it up at work? So it was very isolated for a long time. Raising a kid by yourself, you know, it takes a village. Well, it was a village of two at that point, you know. And with your help, obviously, we made it work.
How do you think raising a child during a pandemic is different than just normal parenthood?
That's a good question. Normal parenthood, I guess it's, especially with your first kid, you know, you get mom and dad there when the baby's being born and this whole support system that, you know, late nights where you're tired, you're sick, whatever, you can give the baby over to somebody else while you take a 40-minute nap. This, we were kind of stuck. It's, you know, me and Veronica passing the baby back and forth and trying to make it work. It felt like you were in a new city, didn't know anybody, family's miles away. So it was not a lot of lifelines there, you know.
Yeah, I remember I didn't see him for the first, like, month or so. And then I finally got to see him.
Which is a huge development period. You know, you see him open his eyes and get really reactive and stuff. And your family kind of misses out on that. And you miss, you know, showing him the new sparkly baby, you know.
So when we went on lockdown, how did you keep yourself busy?
I think I have a good amount of hobbies to kind of keep myself busy. Whether it be, you know, drawing or, you know, playing video games or something like that. Having a kid kind of keeps you busy to begin with. Yeah, giving myself pretty crappy tattoos in my attic always helps too.
What do you miss most about your pre-COVID life?
I don't really think that anything's really changed for me. That might just be because I'm a loser, but I think everything's been about the same. I hang out with the family a lot. I hang out with you a lot. You know, people at work are about the same, especially if you're vaccinated, not much has really changed. you know. I guess just the fear of getting sick now is gone, so it's kind of like pre-COVID life, but I think it's been about the same.
Yeah, when I got COVID, it really didn't affect me. So seeing stuff like that kind of changes perspective. And, I mean, we followed guidelines to a good amount. Like, I know you weren't a big fan of masks, but you still wore them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely still wore them. I still wear a, you know, N95 and stuff at work when it's a potential sick patient. Or I wear a normal surgical mask with every patient. That's kind of something that did change, though, is I don't think I'll ever stop wearing a mask because, man, some people can be pretty gross and you don't want that stuff in your mouth or your eyes or whatever. So maybe COVID kind of changed my future rather than changing my pre-COVID life, you know.
Is there anything else you want to add?
I know a lot of people, they always ask that question of, you know, how sick are people? Are people really sick that you take to the hospital? And I'm going to be completely honest, I haven't seen a lot of very sick people. You know, you talk about people getting vented or, you know, put in an ICU and stuff. And obviously it happens. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. But in my personal experience, I haven't seen it a lot. It's been a lot of mild symptoms, whether they be unvaccinated or vaccinated. So I strongly suggest you get a vaccine.
Are you vaccinated?
I am. I lost my vaccination card, so I might be double vaxxed here soon. But I think it's a good thing. I think it protects people, especially if you have young kids or older people. You don't want to get sick or whatever. So, but it's America, so do whatever you want.
Thank you.